this morning, we have a very special opportunity. As a continuation of the meditation in a special way, we're going to listen to Brother Charlie share a few thoughts about the naturalness of what we're trying to do here. Brother Charlie, as some of you would have heard yesterday, is our very senior brother. He is the coordinator of all of our activities in Australia, a yogi of about 40 years experience, if not more. And I know you'll enjoy very much listening to his experience and wisdom.
Good morning, and thank you, Sharona. For the last 20 minutes or so, we've all been sitting in silence, in meditation. And I wonder, how is your meditation going? We've been here 5 days now, and we're having constant drops of meditation during each day. And I wonder, are you having good experiences? Yesterday I met somebody who told me they had a very special experience yesterday which transformed something in them. Or is it sometimes good and sometimes a little bit of a struggle? Or maybe even sometimes a complete battle? And even though I'm here having a lovely time in this lovely atmosphere, sometimes perhaps a thought comes and I came here really to progress my meditation, to move to a new level. I've come halfway around the world and I'm not really sure whether it's happening. And my own experience recently is that the word meditation can sometimes be a challenging word. It's a loaded word because we have an image of what I should be experiencing. And I hold this image in my mind, and if I'm not feeling that, a little bit of pressure comes on myself because the expectation of what should happen is not. Maybe I have the expectation I'll go into this total state of inner peace. Or there'll be thunder and lightning and sparks and or maybe a deep, deep shift in something which I want to transform. And if these things aren't happening, a little bit of disappointment can come. And my experience recently talking to many people is that sometimes the expectation of meditation makes us, it sort of seems hard that I'm sitting here sort of working with this overactive mind, trying to suppress it or cool it down, and occasionally it just flares. And sometimes I think we have to reposition what we are doing in silence. And I'd like to offer two words that you've been hearing for the last few days that are absolutely intrinsic to the human spirit. Intrinsic, I would say, to our psychology. And when we use what is completely natural, it's like meditation doesn't seem so hard. I don't feel I have to force myself into a new space or a new awareness. The first word is relationship. And relationship is intrinsic to us. It's at the heart of our life. To me, the seed of the human need is belonging, relationship, closeness, connection, intimacy. And the first relationship we're exploring in this silence is the relationship with who I am. And in my own personal journey over the past few years, I think of my inner world, this incredibly complex inner world, very complex, like a tree. My thoughts are the leaves. The twigs are like my thought streams, my feelings. The branches are like my mental and emotional patterns. And the trunk is like my sense of self. So the trunk is feeding my mental, emotional patterns, you know, to be a perfectionist, to worry. And then that feeds my thought streams, my feelings. And then on the surface are these numerous, numerous thoughts that are just constantly going. And often when we meditate, we're trying to pluck out these uncomfortable thoughts, but we forget they're being fed from the trunk, which is my sense of self. So what we've been offered in these last few days is that when I start to think of who I am, when I have a relationship with myself as a body, when I have a relationship with myself as a temporary body, this has been absolutely scored so deeply in my sense of who I am. It starts to feed the branches, feed the emotions, feed all the thinking with a whole consciousness. But what is the seed? And to me, when I think I'm a temporary body, there's two branches. The eye of arrogance, my ego, which compares with others and thinks, I am better, I know more, I am right. And then when it comes into my feelings, all the feelings and thoughts associated of feeling insulted, disrespected, not valued, excluded, sensitive. So when the seed, the trunk, is inaccurate, is false, it's producing this tree of overthinking. So what are we first doing as we sit in silence? I'm establishing a relationship with my permanent self, which is the soul. And the soul is a wonder. You know, I love to think about this because to me, when I meditate, it's like my mind is a laboratory where I'm experimenting in the trunk to feed my leaves with a whole different quality of thought. So this incredible idea that I'm a soul, a point. In mathematics, a point exists, but it has no length, breadth, or width. The soul is so subtle. It sits in the front of the brain. And in a way, this body is 99.99% space from a scientific perspective. Your body is like a hologram. And what I've done, I've had a connection with that temporary self, but now I'm practicing to connect with my permanent self, the soul. And when the trunk of this tree is based on the truth of who I am as a permanent, eternal, immortal, non-physical being, it creates a feeling of peace which starts to permeate the tree. So I don't actually have to worry to suppress and battle with my thinking at the top of the tree. I just sow that seed. The second word I'd like to offer is remembering. Because at every millisecond when you're awake, you are remembering. It's the most natural thing of human consciousness. as you're sitting here, you may be remembering what I'm saying. You may be remembering that you want to do something. You may be remembering what someone said yesterday. You may be remembering. And when you remember, three things are happening. The subtle thread of your intellect is connecting with something. You're plugging in, you're connecting with a thought, a memory. The instant, the absolute instant you plug in, you're influenced. It's like a shadow. And thirdly, when you're influenced, you download a feeling into your mind. So it's like, I remember I click on a website. And as soon as I click on, I'm influenced by the data. And I download a feeling into my mind, into the sacred space of my mind. And so when I click on, I remember my body and my bodily image. I'm influenced by my ego and my lack of self-respect, peacelessness in my mind. All we're doing when we sit here in silence is I'm beginning to remember the permanent self. I'm reconnecting with myself as this subtle soul. And as I do that, I remember who I am. I'm influenced by my original state, which is peace. And I start to download this feeling into my mind. So first, I just have relationship with myself as the permanent soul, the self. Secondly, I start to remember. And so as I do, the repercussions in my thought tree is my thinking goes, cools down, calms down. Not only when I meditate, but as I go about my life, it changes. The second step, because often I feel that we want to connect with God. We want this connection with that source of peace and love and power. But when I'm remembering myself as a body, I'm on the AM wavelength. I know the FM that God's on exists, but I can't tune in because I'm on a completely different wavelength. To connect to the FM wavelength, first I have to become the soul because God is eternally a soul. And when I enter that realm, the relationship with God becomes absolutely real. And so I begin to remember. And the same principle begins to happen. You know, I think we search for true love. We invest our heart in relationships. It's the most natural thing to do. But no relationship is permanent. No relationship is permanent. And so when the subtle thread of my intellect remembers people, we need love, we need belonging. So we remember others. Sometimes I remember, I connect the relationship, I connect with a family member, a friend, a partner. The relationship is good. I connect, I'm influenced by that positive feeling and I download peace and a sense of security and calm inside. But the instant the subtle thread of my intellect connects with somebody, the relationship is not good, I'm in conflict, there's differences, I'm instantly influenced by that discomfort, that unhappiness, that peacelessness, and I download that feeling into my mind. And this is why the second step is really just to remember God, remember the Supreme Soul. Or as you know, here we just say Baba, because it's informal, it's like a natural feeling of relationship. And as I begin to remember Baba as a lover, a real relationship, not an intellectual belief, a concept, an idea. It's actually, I'm connecting with a living, pulsating soul. I am a soul, But I sit in this body. I perform actions through this body. I reap the fruit of those actions. God is a soul that's permanently beyond influence, permanently untainted, permanently pure and clean, real as me. You can see me. I'm sitting here. I'm acting through these eyes, through these organs. You can see me. God is a soul, as real, but doesn't possess the form around. So that's why I have to have this subtle thread of connection. And when the idea of who God is clear, this eternal seed, pure, my lover, my parent, my friend, and when I connect this intrinsic need of the human soul to have close relationship, a sense of belonging, when this relationship becomes real, automatically I begin to remember. Because the law of life says, where the heart goes, the mind will follow. This natural remembering. And when I remember the one who's constantly loving, constantly pure, constantly peaceful, constantly powerful, I like my remembrance, my connections with a stable source of everything I need. The thing is, it just needs practice. I don't have to sort of sit here and coerce my mind. I'm just sitting down, and rather than remembering my body and all the connections of my body, I'm having a new approach to who I am. I'm remembering I'm a soul. And I'm reconnecting with my eternal lover, the lover of the soul. And as I begin to practice, you know, we start to practice, we have some lovely experiences, but the habit of the mind, as you've heard yesterday, is that the impressions in the subconscious sometimes pull your mind like a magnet to people and situations and problems in the past. And this feeling of wrestling happens again. But the more you practice, the more you begin to reconnect with the permanent self, who I am as a soul, and the supreme soul, like the lover of the soul. And so relationship is absolutely natural. All I'm doing is refocusing my relationship from temporary relationships to my permanent lover. And then as I go about my life, rather than my mind, the subtle thread connecting to the past, connecting to a problem, connecting to a person, connecting to what they said, connecting, you know, this constant mind threading, connecting, downloading, all these feelings, I learn to connect and remember the Supreme Soul. And this, I would say, is really the most natural way of meditation. It's something very subtle. And I would, even as you go on your walk this morning, if I can suggest, and I think probably you are walking in silence, just as you walk. When I began my meditation journey, I was living in London, and I had a job near Hyde Park. I had to work 40 minutes every morning to my work, and I would walk as a soul, remembering the soul and remembering the Supreme Soul. That's all you have to do. It's absolutely natural. And if your mind comes under the influence of the magnet of karma, the pulls, don't react, don't feel hopeless, don't fight. Just gently understand this will happen. It's absolutely normal. It's absolutely normal. But I gently bring my remembrance back to who I am, and I remember the Supreme Soul. And this is why the more I'm able to go about my day, my own experiences, it's not just when you meditate. There's three approaches to meditation. As a hobby, we come to Mount Abu, and we have a week. It's great fun, something different. But when I go back, I get back into my real life. As a discipline, I find sometimes we have a discipline of meditation morning and night, but as soon as I stop my meditation, my mind reverts to its old patterns, its old thinking, its old perception. But here we're teaching a lifestyle that as you go about the day, practicing this relationship with the self, the relationship with God, remembering, it's like if you practice during the day, you're prepared. And when you sit, you really go deeply into meditation. Really, meditation is for life, meditation is for action. And so maybe as you walk and in the next few meditations, just take the pressure off, the expectation of the sounds and light show, and just remember and start to download the peace of who I am and the love of this relationship with God.